This is really. It's not really that far of a throwback, but I bought some Chardonnay last night and it made me think of this song.
I'm so good.
You remember the song?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No, a nigga don't really want to take his cool off.
Early in the morning, whiskey all alone.
Early in the morning. It was a good song.
I'm gonna take my time. Do it and we won't. Hold on, you gotta.
Chardonnay. Wait, just the best part. So every other verse. Hold up. Top to the motherfucking hand. Oh, wait, that wasn't it.
No, you were so off.
I was doing Kanye's part.
What are you singing?
I would fucking love Kanye. Hey, guys.
Welcome to
the last episode
of Horrible Decisions for the year. For the year, guys, for 2017.
Love,
hey! We got through another motherfucking year being hoes. No, I'm just playing.
Let's gonna say we got through a year, not beating each other's ass.
I don't even know how we're here. Well, in real life,
two days ago, Free tried to break it up in the lobby.
Okay. I'm so dead. It has been quite a roller coaster, I would say, for Horrible Decisions as a brand. Me and Weezy literally going over this concept over dinner.
It's just
really strange. I'm so glad that so many of you guys have grown to become a part of the brand. I think we like to call it the whore cult.
I thought it was whore hive, whore gang.
Oh, the whore hive, whore gang. I don't know. You guys help us decide because you like whore gang?
Whore gang.
Gang. and so it's just really excited to finally be here. For this episode, we are going to talk about our hopes for the New Year's. And that's spelled H-O-E, as y'all know. P-E-S. Hopes for the New Year. hopes for the New Year.
We wanted to take this episode to discuss some of our favorite moments and some of our not-so-favorite moments. Maybe we could even talk about things off the air, like times that we thought we weren't going to do another episode.
Oh, shit.
Y'all already did like a live review. Like, y'all talked about the live show
already? Yes. Oh, okay. You late?
Yeah. So I'm going to try to start with my favorites. I actually asked some of you guys your favorites at the live show. I think there was a girl named, her name Adriana from Cleveland. She said her favorite episode was XD and Jade.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I remember Mandy was like, we didn't do an outline. Like, it didn't feel like an outline. I was like, I loved that one. And I think it's because all of my favorite podcasts have no outlines. But people love us
It's so crazy because I'm the complete opposite. For most of my friends that know me, like when I go on trips, I have Excel spreadsheets of our itinerary.
Oh, you're that bitch.
Even when me and Weezy come on here, I know y'all done heard us. I be like, bitch, that's not what was in my outline.
It was.
Bitch, I sent you the outline before the goddamn show. Why
just
the fuck
did
you
it
can't? Yeah, I'm like, why the fuck can't you follow my outline?
I can't.
And so a lot of our shows.
I like to be spontaneous.
And I'm just like, so a lot of our shows, I really like for us to stick to the script. And Weezy, if y'all don't know, is just all over the motherfucking place.
This one, I don't remember. I'm like, literally, so I'm in our iTunes right now and I'm looking through our podcast names. I don't know what this one was. NYC sex dungeons, bruise buttholes, and condom peen.
Yes. So that episode you talked about, you were just prepping for
Italy.
Were just prepping for anal, and you put the toy up your ass, and you were bleeding from it.
Still bleeding from anal.
And then we talked about the sex clubs. That's so crazy. Like,
I don't do it right, or maybe his dick's too wide.
Well, it needs to be lubed up. But not only that, like, I think anal, your ass is meant for things to come out of. So when you're shoving things in it, like, bitch, I had anal sex, I think, at 19. And if I have it now, I'm probably still going to bleed. And that's 8 years
Wait,
later,
what?
Bitch. Yeah, like, I had my first experience with anal
your
sex.
Oh, first.
My first experience.
I thought you said your last time.
No, bitch.
I was about to say, hashtag lies we tell.
My last time was probably actually in, like, May or something like that. And
here's an interesting episode, and it's funny because Preach was here for this one. As much as I love Agar to death, episode 3.
So can I let y'all in on something? After we did episode 3 with Agar and Trey Pizzy,
it was called Getting in a Man's Head.
We said, oh, bitch, we ain't doing no more. We're not doing no more guests. We said
that was it.
Yeah, we said, maybe guest isn't for us because this didn't really go how we thought it would go.
I'm going to tell you what I know now.
I remember that. Yeah, that
their podcast, No Chaser, with Agar on it, is not bad. right? There, it's fun, it's interesting, they laugh a lot. So I was like, why the fuck is this so bad? Them two New York niggas was competing
the whole time.
No homo. No homo.
And then not only that, I just feel like they kind of wanted to be as nigga-ish as possible. So when we introduced any idea of a motherfucking athlete, nah, ain't no bitch touching my ass. And it was just too much. And me and Weezy were looking at each other like, well,
I was so convinced. And then that was the first time we heard the word faggot on the show. That pissed me off.
Yeah, because we definitely
I want to bleep it right now.
And I think you did. You wanted to. And I was like, well, listen, like, there's people.
This is cultural.
I was like, it's cultural. There are people that think this way. And although we may not agree with it, we need to be able to have a mix of people on here and talk about the different things.
Yeah,
I remember.
I was pissed.
Yeah. Well, preach.
It's funny because now. You that night were like, no, I know you have a bunch of gay friends, dude. I wouldn't use the word, but I'm just saying we're not about to bleep it out. And now we've had episodes where you say we don't use that word. I've heard you say
Well, no, to someone who's said it on the show, like, that's not a word we use.
Right.
And it's not. You and I don't use the word. I'm curious. Preach, you've been in the studio a whole lot with us. What has been one of your most favorite episodes or interviews? Preach is our engineer, our producer, our everything.
The most favorite, man. I don't know.
I know which one I think I saw you laugh the most, but okay.
Which one was it?
When my mom was here.
No, yeah, your mom. Both your moms was hilarious. Yeah, your mom was wild, kid.
Preach's face one leg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Click,
I just think it's both you guys have a great relationship with your mothers, which is kind of is really cool. So yeah. The fact that you guys can have the same conversation on the podcast with your moms is a bit shocking.
Mom and the ambulance came. Why do they both have these detrimental stories?
And I think it's something that has rang through not only our listeners, but us. I think the Lethal Lips was one of the best episodes. Yeah. Like, she came on. And she was as funny as us, bitch. I was like, wait, hold on.
That's what a...
Holla's life is my shit, not yours.
Christine, when we were eating with her, she said that was her favorite.
Yeah, Lethal Lips was awesome.
Lethal Lips, I think, was one of the only episodes where me and you felt like nothing. Like, we have never done
bitch,
it. What I felt like I never sucked a dick.
Bitch, and when she came on here and was like a dingleberry.
But let me tell you what you do, okay? This is what you do. You get you a little dick, nigga. And I thank him every day for getting me ready. That's all you gotta do. Let him fuck you in the ass. Get in the shower. You remember that? Play with your ass, your pussy.
And then not only that, she dropped gems and was like, don't fuck with no nigga who wear black socks. Because that nigga dirty.
that
nigga
that.
Dirty if
that.
He wear black
James
socks.
James was a dope episode. He was one of my favorites.
So on the episode with James, we kind of got to really dig into kind of
how we
come across and kind of how we contradict some of the things that we do say or stand by.
James
and
got even so just mad that I called him liberal the other day. He's like, I'm not a fucking liberal.
But even just the whorephobia, because I don't think that we really align ourselves with the slut walk or the Amber Rose movement, but right. More so on just being comfortable with who you are and your sexuality. And I think that's a big thing. And
the interesting thing about his episode, people wrote in a lot saying it was their favorite.
Yeah,
and then a
lot of people said that was the bullshit. They hated it.
My favorite was I told you, the couple.
The bi couple.
That was on my list.
So guys, if you guys have not listened to this,
episode was that? Let me
episode 10, bitch. I know, because I be telling everybody.
No, that episode.
If
was
you guys
dope.
Have not yet listened, and I think that was actually one of the tipping points to us being like,
we can interview people.
We got to get some good interviewers in here. And if you guys have not listened to episode 10 yet, it's a couple in which both parties are bisexual, the man and the woman, and just the stories and fucking bombs that were dropped.
She was with
that
a gay man before. Oh,
it wasn't even
a
gay man. Her husband was cheating on her
with
a man. And I guess another episode.
People like Tahoe's episode a lot.
Because Tahoe ain't shit.
Tahoe's dope.
Shout out to Tahoe. If you guys are looking for another podcast, So Shameless is now just Tahoe, and he's doing amazing interviewing. He interviewed his goddamn baby mama. He's really getting down to some real.
Oh, so it's just Tahoe now.
It's just Tahoe now. Wow. Shout out if you haven't yet. Also, we had Passport Cuddy on the show.
Yep.
And she came through and dropped some gems on her.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Book.
I thought we were groupieing out over Cuddy.
Oh my god, Kenny, I followed you in 2009. Kenny, I remember all of your
now
tweets.
Now I know. My two favorites were episode 4. Episode 4 is called Tinder, Golden Shower, and Tears. That's when I told my pee story. Mandy talked about how a nigga wanted to mix her pee with Ciroc, and I
yes.
tears because. Because that was when Loverboy made me cry. We named him Loverboy
that
episode.
Loverboy that episode.
Who was the one that was that the one where she played herself peeing on the guy?
Oh no! episode 8. Yo, that was with my friend Alicia. That was good.
And remember, it's funny because at first I didn't like her. I'm gonna just be very honest.
Yo, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
She was shading her the whole time.
You guys came in the same car,
they
right?
They came in the same car,
so
and she yeah. was like, "Oh
I was
my
like,
God."
I thought she was. I think it's when people have stories that are so crazy. Sometimes I think they're lying,
right.
And I realize some people think we lie. So she got in the car and was like saying, girl, I'll be having niggas do this and this and this. I'm like, dude, whatever.
But you have to realize, and I think it's something that we've talked about more on the show. So we get so many, it's so funny. You guys call us your BFFs now. And I think that you have to realize there are so many people uncomfortable talking about these things that, bitch, people can't share their stories with their friends all the
right.
time.
So when she was doing that, it made me think she was trying to like,
no, but she just finally found a hoe that she could talk to.
I liked her after, though.
I'm in a car with a hoe. Let me tell my
the girl
stories.
By the way, was a like she owns her own PR agency and now but she makes right. money
she's
from,
doing great
well, no,
yeah,
she, she now works for Atlantic.
Yeah,
I saw her at the Rock Nation party. She's dope. She's
I saw her documentary. I was like, yo, I see this.
Wait, she's in a documentary?
I was like, what the f-?
And now she's an A&R in Atlantic. And I think that it's
she manages Erica Mena.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that we just are able to have people that come in here and who can openly talk about their sex lives and know that they're out here doing the goddamn thing in their regular careers.
I do want to talk about one thing. A lot of people, sometimes I don't know how to describe the show. And initially when we first started, I was like, we're going to get on and tell our sex stories, right? We're going to interview people sometimes, but we're going to tell our stories. Then I realized
it's
once it
run out of them shits.
How often can I get fucked? Bitch, now we went all 4 months without me getting no dick from Loverboy.
Right, right.
So now the way I describe our show is I say, we have a show about the horrible decisions we make, and we bring on everyday people to tell their kinks and their crazy shit. Like, I met a dentist. I don't know if I told you. I'm trying to get him on. Midtown Dentist, New York, huge office, has an oral fixation that did not come until he became a dentist. He said now he makes sure that he leans the chair back sometimes because he gets so hard touching people's mouths. He said even sometimes men, he said he's straight. He has something about the saliva, something about something.
My gosh.
You know how they use the tool to hold your mouth open? He's like, all of it. The suction,
wow.
Where you got it. I'm like, dude, please come on. He said he's scared that one person is going to notice and it's going to affect his practice.
Well, we could pitch Bender's voice. We couldn't change his voice.
You can?
Boom. Yeah, we going to get him up on here.
Come on. With the
Dentist, Dentist Anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know you could do this. So that's what I want. I want people. I want this show to be people that I want, like the teachers that we met.
Yeah.
That we
met a couple at the live show. And just even talking about them in a very intimate setting. Intimate,
word.
But there was 200
yeah.
people.
And that you can still enjoy this show and not be a crazy motherfucking freak.
Yeah. And you know? So I really like that. And so I actually, coming to here on the train, I got a message on Twitter and I want to read it because this relates to, I believe, episode 24, the top 10 blowjob tips.
Okay. Which I thought were basic.
Which, right. But I mean, they still, people are not pros like us at sucking dick. Okay.
Okay.
We have to realize this.
Well, according to the dick sucking contest that I lost.
That you lost. You're not as much of a pro as you thought.
I was nervous.
So this lady said, hey, Mandy, love the podcast. I just wanted y'all to know that the dick sucking tip really improved my head game. I usually only give my hubby head on special occasions. But,
right. That's a thing.
She said, but since using the tips you all gave, I gave him head 2 nights in a row and he loved it.
Yeah.
Keep doing the dance. Let's go head, girl. Not
two nights in a row,
bitch.
Yo.
And I guess he said, and she said that he loved it. And it's something that we talked about in the previous episode, just women, maybe you guys initiating more of the sex. And so as two women, and I know we've talked about females feeling oppressed, especially Black women, and not really owning your sexuality, I think that it's super exciting that we're literally changing people's sex lives. Lives? Sex
right,
lives?
No, yeah,
oh my God, we're like the Obama of sex. Doug.
I think one thing your podcast has really done is made people who felt judgy about what they do in their bedrooms or outside their bedrooms, you've made it okay. You haven't made
right.
it.
You can embrace it.
Your
yeah,
kinks are,
and not
okay.
feel like.
Before Mandy walked in the studio preach, she was saying to me, so just to let you guys know, we've been talking about being managed finally. And so those of you who are hitting us up about ads and stuff like that, we'll finally have a place for you to go to and inquire about us and doing more live shows. And so Preach and I were sitting here before Mandy got in. He goes, people ask me all the time how you guys got popular. And I wanted to ask you, Preach, have you heard anybody come in here and tell you why they like us, or do you, or even how do you answer that question?
They just tell me that, yo, I really fucks with the podcast. Like, they always say, like, it's just dope. And I think that goes, because I don't know if they want to say, oh, because I'm a freak and now I don't have to necessarily feel like a freak. But they just, so they'll just keep it. Because
I wank off
right.
a lot.
Like it's so crazy. So what, I don't, people don't know how the studio works. Like I'll run through logos to put on the monitor. So they'll see your That's logo. Right. And immediately it's like, yo, what's that about?
It is
and
pretty bad.
Yeah, it's always like, yo, what's that podcast
Me
about?
And Mandy can't get on one of the platforms
it's funny, and I want to share with you guys too, even as much as we embrace our house shit, and right. although this podcast has become more educational and really teaching you guys some stuff, for the live show, we got denied 3 times for our Snapchat filter, wow. which is why there was no Snapchat filter allowed. And so I responded finally and was like, well, what is wrong with the Snapchat filter? And he's like, well, for one, there's the whore needs to be removed. And I was like, well, that's kind of the title. And then he's like, yeah, the picture of the people with the bananas in their mouths, that's just kind of not appropriate. Yeah, right. For Snapchat, we're like, yo, y'all selling pussy on Snapchat.
Have you seen Snapchat, kid? Like, do you know what they do use Snapchat for?
And so we couldn't, we actually weren't able to have a Snapchat filter with our logo, with our brand. And then there was actually another platform that I contacted. Uh-huh. They like to feature podcasts and different shows.
Nah, y'all niggas is hoes.
And so I contacted them about possibly featuring the King Noir episode because I knew it would be very informal. And they responded and was like, well, after looking at the cover art and seeing what your show is about, I'm sorry, we can't put you guys on our front page.
Is there any talk of rebranding or changing? I don't think you should.
Well, no. I did ask Mandy at one point with work to remember that when I was like, I have to change this cover art.
And I said no. I said, bitch, we're going to change this goddamn cover art.
And besides this podcast, I just don't like that people, when they work outside of their podcasts, are influencing what they're doing creatively. I hate that shit.
For sure.
Because I'm not doing it during your time. I'm doing it after hours. I'm doing it on the weekends. I'm not doing it in your building. I'm not wearing your logo or the company logo. I'm not mentioning the company that I work for.
I'm selling this shit to clients, too. Right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, buy this software and me sucking bananas. Like.
But it's crazy because I think even when we first started the podcast, a lot of my friends, knowing that I'm entering finance and accounting, and it's a very conservative environment.
You remember that guy you were talking to? He's like, I don't know what you're doing with yourself.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I had a guy actually tell me, and he claimed to be a friend, but there's a lot of judging that he does, not only with my Instagram, but now with this podcast. Especially, I don't know if you noticed, but we took a video. I have a dildo to my face as a headphone.
Oh my God.
And she has a leash on it. It has probably 24,000 views.
Right.
And they're just like, what are you doing with dildos on fucking Instagram? Like, and I'm like,
take out
a one of my pictures with a pink dildo. It's a pink dildo, so it's not even resembling a penis. It got removed. And so it's just weird because now that we are like heading literally on this goddamn podcast, it's just like
head in.
Just a tip.
You know, I told my therapist something that I never admitted or said out loud, but I was like, you know, I've been with Loverboy since the start of this show, and I'm scared to leave that nigga because how do I?
Well, that's the next question. Has this podcast changed your guys' lives personally, as far as personal relationships?
Absolutely. But how am I going to meet someone new? And then they can go back 50 episodes and hear and all hear the things that I did.
It's intimidating, man.
Oh, it's very intimidating.
I am very scared to meet someone new, I swear. I think that has kept me.
As someone who's single like myself, and I've shared on the podcast a couple episodes that I've dated guys and they'll be like, well, you can't keep doing this podcast
if we're
together.
But this is the thing, dude. Why do I care? How come I can let all these tens of thousands of people know every month, but I can't tell someone I'm intimate with? Like, someone, why am I afraid of that?
It's not that you're afraid. It's honestly, they're going to be afraid with how people are going to judge him for, quote unquote, wifing a hoe. And I think
I've never thought of you guys as hoes. Though.
No,
I mean, although that's the moniker and that's what the ongoing theme, I guess.
That's what listeners, and that's when I knew at that live show, like, people really don't. When people were using the word classy, I have to say that again.
They said we was classy,
yeah,
bitch.
You delivered it in such a classy way.
And we're up there with bananas stuck down our throats.
No, I think I agree with them because there's a certain, y'all not ratchet with it. You see what I'm saying?
You think that's
right? I don't agree.
Bitch, Weezy kind of ratchet.
I don't think it's loud. It's like
Weezy ratchet.
You know what I mean when I say ratchet? Like it could just be like, I'm gonna try this and stick this up this thing.
I think that it could be tastefully done. I think that also the confidence is something that maybe is like not taken as ratchet or blah blah blah. It's when you own it which makes it, for some reason, other people see it in this different way. It's right. Like, even me and you can laugh and talk shit about hoes, but behind the scenes, or this bitch be doing this, this, and that. But there's something about owning it, much like Lisa Spliffson, that makes you suddenly respect somebody for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's like when the, and just like you get mad at me when I be like, these hoes on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, so what?
Well,
because there's
well,
no
but
owning
I do that,
it.
But it's not even owning it. But I feel like we've done such a good job with literally not judging that when you sit here and talk about the Instagram models, mind you, Instagram models, of which a lot of my friends are, I do kind of take it personal, because it's just like, we do what we do, and bitch, I know some, our first five episodes, you came on and talked about sex with five different people, and I'm right. Like, the way you judge sometimes the Instagram models, I'm like, bitch, you done had sex more than they have.
I judge, maybe, let me try to articulate it better. I judge the Instagram models because sex workers is what, sex work, sex being like acceptable is what we're trying to do with this podcast,
right?
And a lot of these Instagram models are in sex work and pretend to be doing something else, and it sheds this light like it's an embarrassing thing to do, which I don't appreciate.
But see, what you just said is how they pretend to do something else. Lisa actually every sex worker that we've had come on, aside from Candy Deep Throat, I believe all of them have jobs outside of sex work. And so,
yeah, so
just because they openly express their sex work doesn't mean that if I'm a quote unquote stylist, I can't be a stylist and sell pussy on the side. Which is why I think that we sit here and talk about how we're in corporate America, and bitch, we do hoe shit. We've talked about me sitting here being in finance and fucking with ball players or getting money from married men. And so when you sit here and put the Instagram models in a bubble, to me, it's a bubble that doesn't exist, because it's a bubble that a lot of us are in. It's a bubble to where if you sat here and ever accepted money from a man, you don't have a million followers, and you're not sitting here publicizing that you've gotten that money from another man, which I think is what Instagram models do.
I think it's more so of like women assuming that this is like the life, that they're sitting out there getting it and flying in jets because they're stylists. And it's like,
But none of us. And I do it even on my Instagram. None of us share our entire lives with people. And I have people sit here and ask me, like,
I had
a nigga shade me and was like, when I told him I was in school getting my BS in accounting, he was like, oh, online? And to me, that was just shade, because it's just like...
Well, let me ask you guys this, though. Do you think, especially with the climate now, with the hashtag Me Too and all the women that have come out...
I can't believe we haven't even touched
on that. Has that diminished?
On that.
Do you think that's diminished or will affect the perception of what the show is? Because essentially, like, because something happened to you.
On the train. Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Like, people might look at it and say, well, you guys deserve this, because look what you guys talk about. Look at your logo, which is unfair.
I don't know if it'll diminish the show. Wait, now I'm a little confused. We haven't discussed anything relative.
We have not. And it's surprising, because people have asked us, like, when we're going to have the conversation as far as rape or sexual assault.
Right.
And, I mean, it's crazy, because I think, honestly, me and Weezy, look, Weezy's over there scratching. She got hives coming talking about this goddamn topic.
Right.
It's such a sensitive topic, and
I don't like
we
hearing
will
other
talk
podcasts
to it.
Talk about it when they can't. Like, I think that nobody can do that shit justice. I've listened to, like, 7 Brilliant Idiots episodes where they keep talking about
Brilliant Idiots keeps talking about it, and I hate it.
Not that I don't love them, but... And I'm still going to listen every week. But it's two men that keep talking about something that they can't talk about.
And then they had a female on it, and she was just victim-blaming the whole episode. I hate it. It was probably my worst... my least favorite Brilliant Idiots episode.
You know what? These girls are sitting here complaining about this and that. Like,
no,
bro.
And she said that she was sexually assaulted. I think it's an episode that me and Weezy do want to have. I'm not going to lie. I think we also want to have someone on the show who has been raped, or someone who is a part of not the slut walk, but someone who's really an advocate of sexual assault.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's a topic that me and Weezy have.
I think the problem is like
from.
It's like I, as a person, I can see the I can see the line. Like, there's nothing wrong with being sexual and conveying your sexuality. That still doesn't mean it invites you to violate me.
Right.
Or you in that way.
Right.
So just because...
And I'm scared to do that, because you're right. We could diminish something. Think about when we had Ella with the episode with herpes. There was a few people that said, oh, you act like herpes is okay. The HIV episode. We talk about how you can live on through it.
Right.
I don't want to make it sound like rape is okay, and I don't think I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it's a conversation that we haven't yet touched on how we're going to execute it.
You know what
to
I would
guys,
really like to do
opposed
to a woman? I think we've all heard these stories from women.
Bring a man on who done sexually assaulted somebody.
Yep.
That who assaulted somebody? Oh, I don't
know. Or been charged with it?
That's going to be tough.
But that's what I'm saying. But nigga, we done had someone openly come on and say, yep, I have herpes, yep, I have HIV. And so,
nah, but to admit you've done something wrong in front of two women, bro.
Especially in this climate, I'm not.
It's okay. I'm going to go on, if you guys remember from the past episode, I'm going to go on inmate.com and try to find somebody.
No, you not, bitch.
Why can't go on inmate.com and find somebody who's in there for sexual assault?
Shit, we could have them write us a letter and talk about their what made them do it. But
I got sexually harassed at work.
Okay, by a woman? By a woman. How? Yeah. They grabbed your butt?
What were you doing? What kind of job?
I was working at, it was an office job.
Okay. How does a man get sexually assaulted? Real quick.
I didn't get a sexual.
This is not
going to
turn into a sexual assault episode either, preach.
No. I got sexually harassed, but it wasn't nothing like, I'll say it right now, if she was bad, I would have went through with it.
See, that's bullshit.
I'm being honest, though.
Was she older?
Yes, much older. I was 19 at the time, and she was like 45.
What did she do? Did she touch you?
Yeah, but she was very like,
that could feel.
Numerous times. Made threats.
Ooh. Wait, she made threats to you?
Yeah.
That probably turned her on.
Was she black?
Yeah.
I just picture a white woman doing it. Like, fucking white devil bitch.
Nah.
Wait, but threaten you to do what?
No, it was empty threats. Like, I was talking to a friend. I had just became friends with another girl at the office, and then engaged. So she was going to tell her fiance that me and her were hooking up.
If you didn't do what?
Shit. If I didn't, like, I don't know. Like, she wanted me to, like, it started off weird. She said her favorite time at night is 3 a.m. And I'm 19, like, what? What are you talking about? Like, I'll tell you the whole story offline.
Booty call hours. So,
wait, one more. What was your, besides episode 3 we talked about, what episode did you not like?
What episode did I not like? Mm. There was one specific episode, and I actually did a whole blurb in the beginning of the episode. So we had on
Sebastian.
We had on Sebastian, who is a gay male escort.
You were here for that.
And he walked out in the middle of recording. We got left in this. It was right after Lethal Lips that we recorded.
And the guy was like,
me? Oh, yeah.
And so my roommate, Lethal Lips, and the engineer all walked out because we're literally recording.
Yeah, it's $10,000 to shit on to shit on you.
Yeah, like, so I want to let you guys know that we try our very best in vetting who we have come onto this show, because I think it's very important that we come on here and bring people who not only bring truth and their experiences and reality, but that you guys learn from it. And during this interview, and I said it on Patreon again, and I love that I can talk with you guys now on there. I literally said that in the interview, he just contradicted himself so much that I didn't believe anything out of his mouth. Not only that, the numbers as far as money that he was talking about and this lifestyle that he was... We know the nigga in real life, and it just wasn't adding up. Okay.
No, but that was one of the first episodes where I remember I never closed the episode early. I said, all right, thanks for coming on. Maybe said, wait. We got home mail. We got stuff to do. I was like, oh, okay. Because you can feel energy when it's just getting dull.
Other than that, honestly, I've left the studio saying, oh my God, we'll either say, we don't know how we feel. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, actually, the episode that we did release, I did not like episode with BK Chat with my pussy is golden. I give my nigga pussy for dinner. It was very just against everything that we think of. And I think
people
as far
thought
as
we
woman,
were attacking them.
Yeah. Oh, we got definitely feedback that
you did when you talked about.
I don't give a fuck. Bitch, psychology is not a degree.
You were so mean. She was like, no, but you know, I'm going to go in for it. But even then, you still can't do shit.
You don't need a master's. You need to go for a PhD.
Which is a good part of the podcast. You're not scared
to
hold any punches,
man.
There's one clip in that podcast that I sent Mandy a minute mark where we said, and so what are you, she goes, I'm pushing him for his PhD. He's getting it. We said, okay, and what?
Exercise.
We said, oh, okay.
I'm sorry if you guys are listening. Okay, let's not make fun. So it's so funny because for the kink of the week for this episode, I wanted to actually maybe talk about previous kinks. And talk about maybe if there's been any that we've tried since talking about it, anything that maybe we've considered doing. So what has been some of your favorite kinks that we've talked about? Clearly, piss has been an ongoing discussion throughout the show. I have not pissed on anyone since we've been talking about peeing on somebody.
I'm definitely going to do my first golden shower with Loverboy suit. I said to him, I was like, do you want me to pee on you or you want to pee on me? He said, pee on me. I was like, but I think it's only, I don't think it's like a sit there with your mouth open thing. He's really into squirting. I can't do it. And I think he's just
He just wants you to piss.
I think he just wants it more crazy wet. So once we get to another hotel.
Slippery. Excuse me.
So I've been trying to convince him to go to Mexico for MLK weekend because I'm trying to be a nigga, bitch, holding some tacos, doing a boomerang, like, ow, ow,
I hate
ow.
You so much.
Another one I really want to do is when we had Aquafilia, I want to be not drowned. Drowned. But, like, you've said you wanted to be drowned. Water. I'm trying to think of another one.
I do. I mean, I want, I guess, Aquafilia in a different way. I've always wanted to have sex, like, on a beach in the water and shit.
I have it burned.
I know, because there's sand, right? I've always, I don't know how that works, but yeah. I want to have sex on the beach.
I don't think it does for men. No, actually, the dude I was dating at the time was like, oh, my God, I peed, and I could see the sand come out. Yes.
Oh, what? There was sand that went into his pee hole? Not sand, but,
like,
in his skin,
he was uncircumcised, and so, like, he was in the bathroom a long time
y'all
cleaning
know,
himself.
Back to the, if y'all know, I do not do the turtleneck dick.
One thing I want to do, and I'm really scared to say this, I hope it doesn't bring the mood down. But
what? Do you want to shit on somebody?
I have a rape fantasy.
You and I both. I actually talked about this with King Noir. I kind of just want a nigga to choke the fuck out of me.
But I don't,
like,
think, okay, I think I we're using know. The wrong word.
Yeah,
maybe.
Please, now, please describe this. Okay. Because so people don't take this like, yo, I'm going to rape these
I'm not
going to.
No, 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 no. He's right.
Yeah, okay, please specify. Guys,
okay.
Yeah.
I have see, more of a, like, okay, I think it's just the aggressiveness. Like, I want him to, I told him, I was like,
is
I want
it
to
a role-playing situation?
It is a role-playing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. It's role-playing.
Specify. I want to give him the key to my apartment, and I want to have just 7 days in the week. I'm like, don't tell me when you're coming over. I want you to come in. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I want you to fuck the shit out of me. Don't talk to me. Make me feel scared. Like, I just want it to be this, like, taken over thing. But,
okay.
Like, yeah,
okay,
I know
that
who
makes
it.
Sense. For me, it's a fantasy that I've had, and it's crazy because I even said this. I can't find shit on Pornhub on it. Like, I type in rape and it doesn't show up. No, and I think because it's very sensitive, yeah. And
it shouldn't.
Yeah, but there's something, I think that is because I am so dominant in the bedroom with a lot of the guys that I deal with. Damn, that sounded bad. But I'm very dominant that there is a part of me that just wants to be completely overcome by a person that I'm dealing with. Not anyone new, not anyone that I don't know, but someone who I'm genuinely comfortable with.
There's a lot of stuff
on
Craigslist
where
women are looking for that.
I
want to
just be like, no, I don't want it. And he'd be like, yes, you do, bitch. And
is that the Cookie Monster? Yes, you do, bitch.
I want to take that clip. So bad and what? Make it my text message when preaching.
Okay, fuck both of you. Okay,
people have to be like, who is the guest?
Like, what?
Wait,
fuck both of you.
There's a scene. There, interesting enough, on Sex and the City, where Samantha was dating Smith Jared, who was the blonde model dude.
Uh-huh.
And he came in, and it was a burglary scene. A lot of women did not like this in Sex and the City. Do you remember this?
No, I don't actually.
So, he came in the house with all black on and a hoodie and, like, a thing over his face. And she was like, oh, my God, my husband's not home, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, no, I'm going to do this. And she's like, no, please, no. And he fucked her. And a lot of people said, this is disgusting. And I was like, but to me, it's a very safe way to play out role play.
Right. Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Funny enough, Lisa Splifson, the girl that we had a few weeks ago, I don't know when you guys heard it, the FinDom, said, there's two fantasies that aren't okay, and it's rape and incest play.
She did say
so
that.
So me and you were both sitting there like, oh, yeah, true. And then
and
right
like,
after.
Bitch, but I want to be raped. But I kind of want to do the rape fantasy thing.
Right after that, I looked at you because I was like, I feel like I'm lying. The only thing I don't think is gross with incest play is, like, calling someone, like, mommy and daddy.
But what's crazy is that me and King.
Daddy.
I call all my niggas daddy.
I don't
Damn,
mean, like.
I'm sorry, y'all. If, for the ones that listen.
Does that count as incest?
No.
What, calling him daddy?
Daddy is like a. Nah.
No, I don't think so.
And I'm very talkative.
But is
so.
That
right.
incest
it's very
play?
Very flattering. Very flattering.
Well, you know what's crazy? That's actually, and me and King Noir talked about it on our episode. It's a taboo side of porn that I actually Google, and it's actually really widely watched on YouTube. Stepmom, stepdad,
I've
brother.
I've watched shows with like the MILFs, like with the young teens.
And it's just like it's very common. Or like the mom walks in on the teen and the boyfriend, and the mom joins.
I
want to
say something though about
That's
those
dope.
Teens.
That's dope.
That I've seen so those are cool.
Yeah.
The only ones I can't watch are when they say like mother and daughter suck dick together. I'm like, I
because then
yeah,
I
but
think,
how
yeah.
do you verify? That's really that's what
I
I'm
know,
saying.
No,
like,
it's not them, but
it's always step.
I love watching porns that have a plot right. or a dialogue. Like I really? Love, yeah. Like there's the ones in Gang Bang that
that's
I love.
That's some WPS. I'm sorry.
No, I, no, I do, bitch. I don't like to I just like see you porn. Get right to the sex. I love plot porn. So, so like my favorite type of plot porn, I'll tell y'all real quick.
Don't
so,
tell me pizzeria. I mean,
no,
the pizza,
no, 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 no.
So, the delivery man is a thing.
No, no, no. So there's I'm two. There's two type of porns that I watch, and I told you guys I like gay porn and Gang Bang. So in the gay porn ones. I like watching really masculine men turn each other out. Like, they just chilling, playing video games.
Really?
And then maybe okay. they're just smoking weed, getting drunk, and then they just kind of fall into each other's assholes.
I fell in his ass.
I fell in.
It all started with Henny.
That was a wrap. Fuck, nigga porn.
And then the what? Other one that I really like watching, so a lot of gangbangs, and Lisa Ann, these are most of her plots, she has movers come to her house.
That's
and
hilarious.
It's like five thug-ass niggas like, we here to move your furniture.
And
then she just happens to come down in a very short dress, like, my furniture is upstairs. And then next thing you know, she's like double penetration, dick in her mouth, ass, and pussy. And those are like, my, I like plot porn.
It's funny you say this because when I was moving from Midtown to the Lower East Side, a bunch of niggas knocked on my door and I said, is this Dumbo movers? What the f-? Nigga, I did not order the Bronx.
You didn't order the Bronx? Is that what
I didn't order the Bronx movers? What the f- is this? I thought it was a downtown Brooklyn area. And these was some niggas. Matter of fact, my doorman called me and everybody goes, miss, it's, I think it's movers. hold on. I'm trying to say, I'm trying to look up.
Oh yeah, no, no, no. Because Weezy's last building she lived in, if anyone black came in, oh, you're here for oh, yep, just go to the 42nd floor. Yeah,
when,
they all knew
when
it was...
T came over, you know who that is. So yeah. A guy dated who played ball. What is he, 6'10"? Black as shit.
They knew right off the bat.
He came and knocked on the door. I'm not even fucking
was
him.
Like,
he
my
was like,
doorman
they knew exactly where I needed to go. But you know who lived in my building? Free
from
106th Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she apparently, like, she was fucking, like, I guess not niggas. Like, whenever people were at her place, like, anytime I saw her come down, they were just like very like together, put looking like.
Well, no, and she's actually very, very, very like cool. I played a game of spades with her. I'm really cool with DJ Webstar, so I went to the studio one day and she was there. Of course, she's super into football, so we had football on the TV.
Oh, she is.
And she is absolutely like precious, just dope. Super dope.
I'm looking up the
shout
dad
out to
thing.
From
I
Park.
Was gonna say I've the oldest person I ever slept with, at least in the he was 47. I was 24.
Damn, that's old. You know I don't be fucking old, nigga.
Bitch, think Idris Elba.
Yo. Over 33 old to me.
But no, he did not like daddy at all.
Really?
And then I fucked someone else in their 40s. Not
because he's had his midlife crisis.
Maybe. Ooh.
So I just pulled up this that. Article that said, real dads weigh in on what it's like to be called daddy in bed. Because why is it?
I like it more if it's from... I like Poppy if it's from like a
oh,
Hispanic.
Oh, fuck Poppy.
Hell yeah. That's
we're not Spanish.
Because, we're not Spanish.
We're not Spanish. And
it's
I hate
the same word.
Because I hate when a nigga call me mommy. Nigga, you don't use mommy.
Yeah, yeah, that's something. But, if the guy's Dominican, is okay.
Wow.
I don't be fucking
listen
Spanish.
Listen to this. Women are more.
I fuck real niggas.
Because, okay, so this one says it's more of a freak out for women when daddies call themselves daddies. Like, oh, who's daddy's good girl? It says it freaks women out.
Oh, no. I love when my niggas be. Tell me who daddy is. You. You.
Wait, I mean, there's a big difference between my kid calling me daddy and sexually.
The cookie monster. What are you doing like that,
daddy? Dog, I am not fucking done with this cookie monster. I want it. We have never changed the icon for our picture for an episode, but it might have to be this one.
For this one.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Fuck y'all.
I like amateur porn though. That's just the best. Man.
No, now no, I do too.
Their angles don't be lit.
Okay.
Nah, yeah, sometimes they suck. Yo, sometimes be heat. Like, yo, son, stay
you
still,
like,
bitch.
You like amateur porn, right?
Bro, it depends. The megapixels got to be up on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so like, if you're using a flip,
if you're
that's
losing
not the same.
If you're using an flip. Android,
yeah,
we don't want to see your amateur
really
porn.
This shit up.
Get
this...
the 8 or get the X, bro. Like, come on, man.
You know what? I'm kind of insulted. It's saying that a lot of women fantasize about doing something dirty with their biological or adopted parental
Never.
Figure, and they're dreaming of doing things with their parents. It's an inner thing that we have, and that's why we use the word daddy during sex, because it feels forbidden.
You know, like a Freudian thing.
You know what's crazy? I think yes. that whoever wrote this article, and I feel like this has to do with maybe the females who have quote unquote daddy issues, they like to relate this a lot. And to me, I ain't gonna lie,
it's not
my
relative.
Daddy not even my height requirement, so I damn sure don't be looking at my daddy like that. What, this my, is when my daddy short as fuck.
You just said your daddy ain't your type. That's crazy. You said, yo, my dad's not even my type, son. Yo, that's crazy.
What?
I get it.
Right. Oh, it says, even if you find it creepy to be called daddy, it's strange because a lot of men personally like to refer to themselves as daddy in non-sexual settings because it has nothing to do with their actual parents, but in the dominant role, feeling like a man, I guess. Oh, gentler way for daddy is sir, if you don't want to get too
girly. I ain't never called no nigga sir.
Nah. Sir feels like that white
sir
position.
Sir sound like that.
Isn't it like an office boss type of... dream?
Sir, I've said sir only with the dudes that are like, I swear to God,
but it's because you deal with white boys.
No. The dudes that I've been with that are all the way through doms. I actually, King Noir might have a porn where they say that's a dom
sir.
Term.
Okay. You guys ever had a boss that you fancied?
A what?
Oh, yeah,
a boss.
He fancied. Where the fuck are we at?
Fancy. So yeah. I ain't gonna lie. But it was way back in the day when I worked at Champs. Okay. He used to wear the little swishy pants. I kind of wondered what his dick was like. So I used to like look for a dick print at 16 at Champs. But don't judge me. Anyways, fuck all y'all.
How many niggas did you fuck that you met at Champs?
None. I didn't really
feel like they're all coming through there.
Yeah, they were.
I seen
honey.
A fine ass girl working at Foot Locker when I went for Black Friday, and I was like, I know where I met most of the guys. I
used to work at Demo, and that's kind of like
you worked at Demo.
Yes, like oh bitch, that's why I was bitch. I was coogee out, baby fat out, apple bottoms.
All my drug dealers used to take me there.
Okay, so what we wanted to do for this episode, guys, since it is the last of 2017, we wanted to talk about our whole year's resolution.
Our hopes
for the new year's. So we're gonna play this off kind of like we did at the live show. So each of us have three new year's resolutions, and we kind of just are gonna let you guys know what they are for the
I'm
new year.
I'm starting my shit out strong.
So go ahead. What's strong?
DP.
You wanted to try DP in 2018.
So doesn't have to be with people.
Okay.
Could be with one person and a toy. But okay. I'm really just tired of like being so into anal porn and not being able to have anal sex. And okay. I think that the girth of the dick is too wide. So I really want to like.
Oh, so you need a little dick nigga and then your nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I know he's not going to do it. So
so you just want the toy.
This is what I'm trying to do. When he goes back to Europe this summer, I'm going to be like, yo, no one knows us, bro. We don't have to do it in your country. Let's just go back to Italy, but not like Venice where it's too romantic, like pop in Italy, Milan or some shit. Find a nigga that we can confirm has a little dick. I'll check. And then just let this happen. I won't kiss him. I'll let nothing happen. I'm going to be like, look, do you want to do some DP? Ooh. Matter of fact, got one of my homeboys that was telling me about how he was sleeping with this girl and that they were super high, super drunk. And she was like, dude, I just want it. I want DP so bad right now. I want it right now. Call somebody. He said he was FaceTiming his friends like, dude, look who I got. It's real. And told me like I was really trying to get this fucking DP going. Like she was so into the idea of it happening. And he said a lot more women he's meeting, he's in his 40s, are like fucking down for this shit.
Right.
I want to try it, but just with someone I'm
That's
into.
Very interesting. So mine, I'm actually starting off a little bit more vanilla than you. Mine is actually for not school,
I'm
bitch.
I'm really bad.
I know. No, that's gonna be so. One of the things that I actually wanted to do for the New Year's was buy more lingerie and undergarments.
Charge.
Oh.
So I don't have really any panties.
But Perla just had sale too.
That's what I'm saying. So for the 2018, I want to be more sexy, if that makes sense. I am going to be undergoing a body change, shape, and all that stuff. And so for 2018, just my confidence as far as lingerie, I used to have a ton of lingerie when I was modeling.
I feel
and
better
it's something that I don't
more
have.
Confident in lingerie than I do naked.
Yeah, so even...
And I'm smaller than you, and, like, I'm even scared sometimes, like, oh, my God, this angle, this and that. And I think anybody... I don't think it has anything to do with someone's size. Like, we always feel that way.
No, of course.
Last night, like, I had on this, like, little lace pajama thing, and he started eating my pussy, and I was like, no, leave it on.
But no, but that's what I'm saying. So I just bought a silk robe, and then...
We all know.
Oh, yeah, because I be taking pictures in that hole now.
I have one, too.
Instagram Live, what's up? I'm in my silk robe.
But when you spend money on your things... Actually, when I was dealing with my ex-girl, like, she is known for... Remember how
you used to send me pictures, and I was like, damn, another garter belt?
She does not play around.
No, and so that's something that for 2018, I want to do more of an investment in as far as my undergarments.
Good one. My next one is to... actually have sex at a sex party.
Oh, because yeah, we haven't gotten into that, and we're saving the sex club story for 2018. It's coming soon, guys.
Maybe that could be a bonus.
No, it was so good. As far as, well, both of us.
Yeah, and you brought one of them up at the live show, right?
And that was like 200 people that got to hear that.
Yeah, so. I think it's going to be exciting when we can share our sex club stories. Like, you want to go to one and actually have sex.
Right. Because okay. I talked about it a little bit on BK Chat because it was the next day, right?
Right.
I don't know, but anyway.
You brought it up actually on the Rotimi episode.
I wasn't scared of my own body or anything like that. I actually felt, this is going to be conceited, but I was like, I'm one of the hotter people in here. But no, even the dude I brought, I went with a guy that I was just cool with. He had a girlfriend. She was out of town. He knew Loverboy was in Europe, and he was like, listen, we know we're not going to sleep together.
Well, you can't give them the story now. We're going to save this.
No, just small. Okay. But he's like, we know we're not going to sleep together, but let's just go. And when we were there, people had their eyes on us, for sure. Right. We were newer, and we were one better than me. But I remember thinking in moments, like, how would I even start this off? Would I be thinking about other people the whole time? How do you get out of your own head to enjoy this? And the only
drink a bottle of Don Julio like me and my friend did.
Okay. Well, maybe next time.
I mean, that's literally, honestly, and me and her talked about it, and I'm going to bring her on the show just because she's different than us. But we literally, we got kind of mad that, bitch, there were times that we blacked out. We don't know how the fuck we ended up, where we ended up, who we ended up with. I ended up dealing with 3 couples that night. I mean, I didn't get penetrated by dick, but I had like 3 different people eat me out. And so being involved in that, I think
and you was shading me for the 24 hours.
It was the couple. If a nigga sucking my titties and his bitch is eating my pussy out, I don't count that. You probably, I mean, I'm just saying. I don't like this only little shady ass laugh you're doing over there.
No, I like it. I love it, man.
it wasn't as big as a laugh of how many times you fuck your wife a month. That was.
I'm still laughing.
Okay, so that would be awesome. I think that you actually having sex in a sex club would be nice.
Loverboy told me 100% he is not down.
Oh, for the sex club.
Intimidating, or he just wasn't?
He said maybe I'll go, but I think he doesn't want to fuck in front of people. And I think, I think we're at this point now, which I wish it wasn't there, but we used to talk about these things a lot before we had deeper feelings for each other.
Right.
And he told me when I went to his country in Europe, he was like, nah, I know I said we can do this in Amsterdam. No, we're not. No, I can't. Not anymore. Like, what the fuck?
It changes. Yeah.
Yeah, he likes you a lot.
But still. Yeah, but still. For 2018, and I wanted to put this as a resolution, especially because I know I'm going to be entering a new career in my life once I'm done with school. So I feel like it may be more possible. I also want to reiterate that this has probably been a resolution every year for the past couple years. But I want to work on cutting off some of the dicks that I've been fucking for the past 10 years. So
not literally. You just mean
I don't want to cut their dicks off.
Shit, you took your hand and did a karate chop. Cutting off.
No, I did. I don't want to cut off their dicks, but there are certain guys who have been brought lingering in my life. Honestly, since high school, there's no reason at 27 I should still be fucking niggas from high school.
Who?
Girl,
mouth it to me.
Girl, I'll bleep it. Still in my motherfucking phone.
What?
Girl, he's still in my phone. From Atlanta. He's going to be here Monday. He's staying in my my Blasian. Yes, him. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that was the last time you told me you took Plan B.
Yeah, with him.
Well, who was the first one you said?
Oh, the nigga who pisses on me. Who I like to piss on. Him. He's still on my phone trying to get me to come to Atlanta.
Well, let me ask you, why do you want to cut them off? If there's
honestly, because it's to the point now, and once I get my career and, you know, once school is done, I know that
Why does it have to do with a new career?
Because I know that I'm going to be at a place where I am going to look for more, and these are individuals that I haven't been able to cut off. And once I do get into a relationship or commit to somebody, I don't want these demons in my closet to still hit my phone, because a lot of them I don't know how to say no to. I really enjoy our sexual connection. And so it's something that I don't want any of them in my phone. I don't want out of sight, out of mind. When I get to the point where I'm willing.
Have you had sex with, do you have sex with, like, with these people, like, at least once a year, each of them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like, the one who comes in town tomorrow, we fucked already twice this year. Even 24/7, and that's 4 years going. Like, there's certain guys that I like where I'm at, and I know that next year, like I said, is going to be a change as far as my schedule, my career, my body. there's certain things that I do want to leave in the past. Bitch, even motherfucking, like, him. I don't want him in my phone anymore. So that's definitely a resolution that I'm trying.
It's funny you said that because it kind of goes in mine.
Okay.
I want to get some hoes.
You want to get some hoes?
I really
do.
For the new year.
So when I went back to Orlando, I was like, there's so many people I could hit up. I have nothing like that here. Women or men, really. And I think that I should be at least fucking with some more people. Like, just, I don't know. There's no.
There were a lot at the live show that were willing to.
Their tongues were ready.
They were ready.
I just want to know if you could fit on my face after the live show.
There was a girl that said, and I know everybody else was that, and one of my friends were laughing after when she goes, "Are you into thick chicks?" And I'm sitting here like, "Yeah." I'm like,
lying straight to her face. She was lying. Yeah. We don't like no goddamn thick bitches.
Okay, this is the thing. I just feel like they're totally out of my league because they won't fuck with me. Like, thick chicks be like, I don't like how thick chicks tease me about it. Niggas that fuck with thick chicks tease me about it. Like, oh, you know, you got a little booty, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
That I don't like. Even Loverboy was just telling me, like, one of his brothers likes super thick chicks. He was telling me about.
Right, right, right.
And I'm like, and what about you? You don't like them? He's like, no, I like petite girls. And it, no wonder he thinks my ass is big.
Right, right. Okay, well, that makes sense.
So,
I wish I could help you, but because you fuck with white boys, I don't have them in my phone nowhere to help you out with this. I don't have white hoes in my phone.
Okay, let me finish. My next thing is, like, I was talking to Jade from XD and Jade.
Uh-huh.
And we were just randomly talking about shit, and I was telling her about, like, how my therapist was saying I need to hang around more niggas because I'm feeling excluded from...
You are out of the culture.
Yeah. First of all, bitch, just because I don't watch Love & Hip Hop, I'm not out of the culture.
It's not just not Love & Hip Hop. It's funny because, no, preach, real quick. We talked about it the other night, of course, not only with what she's been going on with her therapist, but when we're going out, people are starting to notice us around New York. So Weezy's like, we really need to start hanging out more together because we don't. Outside of the show, me and Weezy don't hang out. And she's like, so yeah, whatever black event's coming up, if you could bring me along. And I'm like, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, you can't frame it like that, man.
It probably wasn't exactly like that. But she definitely wants to go out more
to the urban crowd.
To the urban crowd.
Do you know how many people think my roommate is Weezy when we go out?
But even I don't want to go out to the urban crowd.
Because you have a podcast studio with a bunch of Remy producers
that I go, and it's like, you know, people go and do beats. And my friend, shout out Edgar, he has a lot of cool, dope events, but it's sophisticated black people in New York.
I'm not saying I'm trying to, like, go to an event where, like, you can possibly get shot. I want to be around with people. Like, dude, that Brooklyn Museum shit I went to, I was like, oh my God. But the therapist was saying, like, even though, like, you like partying at the Soho Meatpacking and shit, he's like, because you identify as a black girl, he's like, you feel excluded. And
she be got fuck Trump. And they're like, yo, you got to chill. Get the fuck out of Soho House is not for you,
I told someone at Soho House that it's funny because Trevor Noah walked in and everybody looked really nervous at me. So at Soho House, you know what it is, members only club. You're not allowed to talk to people. You're not allowed to go up to celebrities. I was wasted sitting on one of them cabana beds. And I was like, can I just tell you?
Showing out.
I love what you do for our culture. And I just feel like people don't get it. Blah, blah, blah. And me and him connected on this for a minute. And people looked at me like, how is she talking to him like this? Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit. Because everywhere I go out, nobody's like me.
Yeah.
People get uncomfortable with the things I say. The white girls, first of all, feminism is a totally different thing for white girls. Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Planned Parenthood. But oh, we ain't talking about black chicks though.
It's just really funny. I think it's something that we'll both work on for 2018 is bringing you back to the black side. but no, it's crazy because so much that she advocates for are, you know, rights and all of that stuff. And it's so crazy because someone hit me on my Twitter and I was like, and felt uncomfortable. I was like, listen, I just want to tell you, I kind of felt uncomfortable with your co-host saying nigga. I said, but she black. He didn't even know you were black. I guess because of how you sound. I don't know which episode it was, but maybe it wasn't a Power for the People.
Oh, bitch, we the same.
Right. But it was something that he didn't know. And I guess you talking strongly about the white man and you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
And so it was
so it's funny because I thought people would assume because I say white boys, it's the opposite.
What, that you deal with?
Because I'd be kind of joking about it. But I think that a lot of people know because on my Twitter I have black Israelite, blah, 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 or whatever. Right, so they know. Right. I mean, not my Twitter, my Instagram, but anyway,
yeah,
I don't know.
I think that would be...
And yeah, my voice, everybody tells me pretty white girl.
So we gonna work on getting you some hoes.
Funny enough, because my white, not my peoples, but like these New York crowd I be hanging with, I've seen their face, but I don't change what I'm saying. If I want to say these niggas acting up and I might be talking about a group of people, I do. Right. So bitch, either you gonna take it or not.
Right,
like,
right.
I don't want to change the way I talk, and I think that inclusiveness that my therapist is talking about is because you hanging around a bunch of people that are not thinking the same as you.
Absolutely.
The only thing you guys have in common is partying.
But now, yeah. Now both you guys are from Orlando, though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How it, obviously.
I was like, this shit down,
it, it ain't Disneyland.
So that's what I was
saying. Listen, Chopper City Falls 7, oh West Side, God. Okay? Jeez. Well, not only that, you have to realize, too, we grew up on two different sides. Like, right. Weezy was the new-new.
Right.
Weezy lived in a fucking mansion and went over to the ghetto with her pink hair and grill. She had a pink. Yeah. So Weezy grew
everybody
up,
called me that.
Weezy, literally, Weezy's nickname in Orlando was Nunu.
I used to get the funny thing about it. We talked about it a little bit on my mom's episode, but I used to get embarrassed of how big my house was because I didn't feel included with the white
she
kids
had a
in my school.
Movie theater like, in her house
I knew,
growing up.
I knew the white kids in my school didn't fuck with me because I was too black.
Right.
Some of the black kids might have thought I was too white, but even when I got accepted by black kids, I was like, I can't show them where I live.
Yeah, and so that was
I had a skip party, and everybody
aside,
was like,
"Oh,
no, nah, bitch."
Aside from her, I was on the opposite side. I grew up in a single parent household.
Right.
I grew up like Section 8 food stamps, all of that. And then my schools, there's only three in Orlando that are all black. I went to two of them. I graduated from Evans High School, which is 98% black. And I also went to Oak Ridge. 98%
black?
Oh, yeah. If you look, I think the other 2% is other. Like,
so Chinese kids?
No. And then I went to Oak Ridge, which was predominantly black and Latina.
Right.
So, I mean, we both grew up on different sides of Orlando, but Orlando has the hood. And so.
No. Like, the hood showed me mad love, bro.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, at one point she was Honey Crip. She was gangbanging with the Crips.
But I never went to white clubs in Orlando. I swear to God, that's the fun. No,
oh, no.
White clubs.
We were 15, 16 with fake IDs going to fucking
my
Taboo.
My roommate, James, who we had on, all of my friends joke and be like, oh, Weezy need her shit. Because, like, I'll go out with them to white clubs in Orlando and I'll be like, I'm done. I'm ready for my niggas. I'm ready to go. I need my friends home. I need like any black people that are in Orlando. I just feel connected. I can't walk down the street downtown where it's not love. And in New York, it's totally not like that.
No, absolutely.
New York is very like
it's everything. It's everything.
Yeah.
And I think I guess for my last resolution, and I'll do this fast as we wrap up. I mean, I honestly just kind of I would like to find a. I'm not saying this in a boyfriend way, but I would like to find a swinging partner. As far as
she's like not in a boyfriend way, I mean, so bitch, what?
If it turns into a boyfriend, I would love it, but I would like to have a partner where I could go to the sex clubs or swingers parties.
You should get on Tinder.
Wait, is that boy? I don't know what you want to call him, but is he also engaging in individual sex with just you?
Well, actually, it's someone that someone that he's engaging in sex with me, but I kind of want to watch more. I don't have a guy that I've ever been able to really
so
watch
when you
him
say
fuck
you're looking
other
for
girls,
the swing for the swinging
someone
partner,
to go with
and
no,
that's
wait,
it
not just you and him having sex too. That's what Preach is asking.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
on the spare time
we
can
have sex. I mean, but I probably wouldn't want to have sex with him. I want to go to these parties and
really?
Clubs with him.
But not,
yeah.
But okay, but then let's, the lonely like, nights, you could call them too.
Well, yeah, I got a lot of those though.
Oh, you want to find someone just for
I
that?
I want to find someone literally who is. Because
you said even if it turns into a boyfriend.
That's
I
what
mean,
I'm saying.
It,
like, yeah,
if he turns into a boyfriend and we connect on that level, cool. But even going to the sex club for the first time with my homegirl, I want to know that I could go with a man and we could share these experiences. I can watch him get his
weird.
Dick sucked.
Got
and
it.
Not be weird. Yeah. And so that's kind of something that I would be interested in.
You know what I
finding.
Think? Like, so it's funny. This me and you are different on this part. I would want someone like that I'm with only because I think that you kind of assume, and tell me if I'm wrong, that if
you always wrong when you assume anything about me.
I'm saying, tell me if I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
You've made a lot of comments about threesomes and how you don't have them with people you're with. So
right.
A lot of the things that you've said, like when you're emotionally attached to somebody, I feel like you think that those things will be brought into a swinging or a threesome or an orgy type situation. Do you?
Because what is the question?
Like, do you think that if you like someone too deeply, that it could be a problem? Because you said you can watch him suck dick and it's no...
Right. I don't think it would be a problem, but I know that I've had this conversation with people a lot of times, and there's a lot of things that would be a limit to me because men can't see me fuck another guy. Men don't want to see me involved with this. And so when it comes to a relationship, I feel like it's going to put more halts or restrictions on me.
Right.
And so that's why I would want it to go this way, to where
that.
We're both not restricted. Even if emotions grow from it, that would be cool too. But yeah. And so yeah, those are resolutions.
Wait, we
for
should
the
make
new
one
year.
For us.
Both of
yeah.
For the podcast itself?
Yes. Wait. I'll ask you. What would you like to see change?
That'd be a great question for everybody.
I want to leave a comment under here.
Cutting each other off, they're going
to
say.
What would you like for us to change going into 2018 about horrible decisions? Whether what you would like us to change in a negative light or what you would like to see us add to the show?
I'm a risk taker, so I want you guys to even go even further. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you guys to
Well, duh, nigga. That's what...
Nah, but I mean...
Come preach, get in the cut.
I mean, like, let's take it to a certain level. Like, let's...
Well, what do you say that? What do you mean?
That was pretty vague.
What is something like... Oh, man. Like, guess that... Are you talking about
from a guest perspective? Okay.
Yeah, in a guest perspective, like, a dominatrix coming with their actual...
You wasn't here for
No, but that is some next level shit.
Oh wait, a dominatrix coming with their slave.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I'm like, shit like that.
You know what I want to do more? I want to have more couples on.
Oh, well,
I would love to do some interventions.
And I have a couple that throws the actual sex clubs. They already agreed to come on.
I'm talking about, I want to have an episode where there's two couples. If you guys are in New York and you exist, maybe either about to break up or one wants the other to do more shit sexually. And here we are like Jerry Springer, knowing what the secret is, right? And we're sitting here interviewing Katie and we're like, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Mark has something to tell me.
I hate you. So, okay. I guess for me, honestly, and this...
That gotta be for the freaking
live show.
For what? For Patreon?
Patreon.
Yeah, we gonna say some shit. Yeah, Patreon.
No, they gotta get better shit.
We're gonna give y'all some good ass shit on Patreon. Yeah, something that I honestly would like to change in 2018, and I guess it's gonna be more so on a personal level. Me and Weezy don't hang out. Me and Weezy don't have a relationship outside of this podcast.
I don't think a lot of people know that.
And I like we don't hang out. Both of our circles are completely different. And I think for 2018, I'll bring you to the more urban crowd.
We should try to commit to not one a month, but like one every 45 days.
Well, even my roommate suggested that we even meet on a monthly basis to make sure we're on the same page. So there's just a lot of behind the scenes with us, and we want to keep it going because both of us have such strong passion for this podcast that for 2018, I would like to possibly build a better relationship with Weezy off of the podcast.
I think it'll make for better episodes.
Yeah, and it's not there. And so that's probably something
it's
in 2018.
It's so funny when like thinking about like Lipstick Alley when that girl's like, God, I hope they keep it up because I know they're going to break up. And it's like... I think that sometimes we assume keeping personal lives out of it is going to make the show good. And then that one Patreon episode where it sucked, it was very obvious that because we have no friendship, it was like, oh, fuck
well,
it, whatever.
Not only
because
that,
if you don't care about what the other person's saying or you try not to care about the other person's life, it comes across.
Well, not only that, I think it's also things are said on the show out of assumptions or out of what we knew about each other 5 years ago. So even on the episode that where we did the recap, you were like, well, bitch, we could do a live show because you fly out for dick. And I was like, actually, I don't do that anymore.
I was joking.
As often. Right, but, you know, it can come out somewhere.
God, or you even... want me to tell no jokes about you being a hoe, and I'm sorry.
No.
I can't not call you.
You can
tell
the jokes.
Oh, wait, we got to go people outside for this next shit.
You people outside? Yeah. Oh, okay. My bad, y'all. But yeah, I think that
you know
we're
what,
gonna work
longer
on
longer episodes. I guess could be actually. Yeah. I don't know if I could do an hour and a half.
No, bro. When Rotimi came on, we kind of ran out of breath.
He was just so good looking. I was like,
you was ready to suck his dick. But hop on the elevator.
Did y'all
slide in
them DMs about that leisure?
Hey, anyways, guys, again, we want to thank you so very much. Thank you guys who are patrons on our Patreon account. That is really what's going to push us over the edge for 2018.
And I'm like, appreciate that. I know like $5 is nothing to some of you and maybe a lot to some of you. But like just knowing that you're paying us for the content you receive and supporting us, like I had a girl tell me she's paying $5 a month that hasn't listened to one of the bonus episodes yet. She's like, I just do it because I want y'all to have something for me.
Yeah, so
I enjoy what you do.
It's really great. And you guys can go ahead and become members on that at Patreon, patreon.com/ horrible decisions.
We are going to try to, for 2018, have a lot more of advertisement going on. And we're going to start connecting you to our manager at some point in time. And you can discuss rates. And if some of you have businesses and want to do profits of your sales as well on the show.
We're really looking out to all different. Hey, we're looking at all different avenues. And so
just imagine,
I want to
one day
you.
It'll be 3 years later and we don't have to do none of this shit. We don't even have to talk about it.
I know.
Come on, Blue Apron.
Anyways, guys, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Signing out for 2017.
Bye.
Bye.